HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. We start with really good news this week. The Indian government finally open-sourced the code for the Arogya Setu app's Android version. The iOS and the KaiOS version are going to be open-sourced too soon. What this means is that anyone can now look at the source code for this app on GitHub. It's akin to looking under the hood of a car and seeing how it actually works. By open sourcing it, the government is basically allowing developers, coders, hackers all over the world to look at how Arogya Setu works, find bugs in the app, find what data the app actually takes from users, and how it works. In fact, the government is even offering a bug bounty of ₹1 lakh for anybody who can submit bugs to the government. They also said that they will keep adding code to this repository as new features are unveiled for Arogya Setu. One thing to note is that while we can understand through this code what data the app takes from us, what we do not know yet is how this data is used on the server side. A lot of experts have said that server side open sourcing is required to really open source something, but the government hasn't done that, at least as of now. On to some device news. OnePlus is apparently planning to make an affordable phone again. Their CEO Pete Lau said this past week that they are looking at affordable devices. And that kind of makes sense because over the past few years, OnePlus has moved to a more premium segment where they have to battle against companies like Apple, like Samsung, Huawei, who are much more established in this space. So it's possible that OnePlus is trying to get back to its sweet spot, which is the more affordable premium kind of phones. I'm not sure, but it could also mean that they will make something like a OnePlus X, a phone that they had launched back in 2015, and it was priced at approximately 19,000 rupees. It didn't really work for OnePlus at the time, but maybe they can make something that costs, say, 20,000 rupees at this time, and it could really work in India. There have been reports that this phone could be India first as well. Have you guys heard of something called Malspam? It's basically a term for spam emails that spread malware. And a new kind of Malspam was flagged by Microsoft Security recently. Now what this does is you get an email with an Excel spreadsheet which claims to give you data around the coronavirus. Things like how it's spreading, how many infections there have been in the world, etc. The example Microsoft gave was of a spreadsheet which claimed to have data from Johns Hopkins University. But what these spreadsheets are actually meant to do is implant malware onto your device. You have to look out for pointers to see that they're fake. For example, what Microsoft showed, the spreadsheet claimed to have data from Johns Hopkins, but once you open it also said the data is from New York Times. Then the subject line of the email will usually say something that will spread fear about the virus. If you see things like that, don't download the spreadsheet. And of course, you should never download a spreadsheet or any attachment for that matter from emails coming from people you don't know. And while we're on the subject of security, a database of personal data for 4.75 crore Indians had been found for sale on the dark web this past week. Now, the database claimed to come from Truecaller, but the company has said that it has not suffered any data breach. Apparently, there was a similar database that was being sold on the dark web a year ago, and I have verified this. Yes, there was such a database. Truecaller says it seems like it's the same database. This has names of people, their phone numbers, their Facebook account ID, their age, their gender, and some other data. And what Truecaller says is that because of how the app is, it's possible for people to just make a database of such details and put the app's name in order to give it credibility. Having said that, Truecaller does work in a way that lets anybody find details about other people. And that itself could be used for such databases. So it's possible that people will have a problem with this, even if Truecaller hasn't suffered a breach. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.